The first reading today, we hear about the fact that the Lord is going to come, but it tells us it will be suddenly, unexpected, essentially. And that's precisely what happened in the time of our Lord. It was a time of expectation, and yet the people didn't know exactly when this was going to happen. And we know that when he came to the temple, he was not welcome. They didn't want him. And so we have to then be able to see what we are told regarding those who will be able to receive him. It says that he will be like a refiner's fire, the fuller's lye, and he will sit refining and purifying silver, and will purify the sons of Levi, refining them like gold or like silver, that they may offer due sacrifice to the Lord. So we hear in the gospel reading about Simeon, a man who was just, who was righteous, a man who was with a profound prayer life, who was able to recognize the Lord. Right after that part about Simeon comes the story of Anna, the prophetess, also a woman elderly in years, deep, deep in prayer, and recognizing the presence of the Lord. In other words, these people were purified by prayer. No one else that we are told of in that experience recognized who the Lord was. He was presented in the temple. All of the things that were required of the law were done. And not one single person other than Simeon and Anna recognized him. We are told that 40, that when the wise men came, people didn't want him. Herod trembled and all the people of Jerusalem with him. So even though it was a time of expectation, they didn't really want the Lord. And that's what we have to look at for ourselves and ask that question, do we really want him? Because we have to acknowledge the Lord is inconvenient to us if we want to live a worldly life. He's going to require that we change. We don't like that. And if we're going to say that this is what we want to do, he's going to get us prepared. He's going to purify us. And we don't like that either. And we're told that he's going to purify us like silver or like gold. You know what they do with silver and gold to purify it? Put it in the fire. And you know what it does? It pops and it hisses and it squeals and it whines, just like us. Because it doesn't like it. All those impurities are coming out and they're popping and squealing and whining and hissing as they do. And the interesting question is, how does the goldsmith know when the gold is purified? He pulls it out of the fire and he looks down at the melted gold, and if he sees his reflection, then he knows that it's purified. And if he can't see his reflection because there's still a bunch of junk on it, he sticks it back in the fire and purifies it some more. Just like God does with you and me. So again, now we have to ask ourselves, do we really want to see the Lord? Objectively, of course, we're all going to say, yeah, I want to see the Lord. Do we want to be purified so we can see the Lord? That's what it really comes down to. That's why when you read the lives of the saints and you see all the things that they had to endure, that's what God was doing. He was purifying them, preparing them for the face-to-face vision of the Lord. It's such a blessing, but we don't see it that way. And perhaps even most of the saints, when they're going through it, might not see it that way. Certainly not at the beginning. St. Teresa tells us it's not until we get through the fifth mansion that we actually can rejoice in the suffering because we see the good that it brings about. Well, there are only seven mansions, so it's the sixth and seventh that you're, and the sixth is the worst, And so that's when you can actually rejoice in it. Up until then, she says, it's just awful and you hate it. In other words, we pop and we hiss and we whine and we moan, just like the gold in the fire. But God wants to see his image because you are made in his image. And how many of us basically have covered that image over? We're still made in his image and likeness, just as the pure gold is there. But the pure gold is now filled with a bunch of dirt. And if we've covered ourselves over with sin and with various things so that the image and likeness isn't obvious, God's going to clean it up. Sure, we've all experienced that with little guys. You give them a piece of chocolate cake or give them a peanut butter sandwich or whatever, and what's it look like when they're done? You can't even tell that it's your kid. It's in his hair, it's all over his face, it's down the front of him. And the mom has to take out a wash rag and start cleaning the kid up. Does the kid say, oh boy, thanks mom for cleaning up my face, I appreciate that? No, the kid doesn't do that. Whines and moans and pops and squeals just like us. So we see the pattern. It's there, it's been there since we were just little kids. And tragically, we've piled a lot of chocolate cake and peanut butter and all kinds of other junk on top of ourselves. Our hair is now matted. Our face is full of stuff that's crusted on. And God has to get it off. And do you think for one split second we're actually going to cooperate? No. Not until we got far enough along that we actually can begin to see what God is doing. Then we can rejoice. Then we can be grateful. It'd be good if we would start even now, because we have at least an intellectual understanding of what he's trying to do. And we can glorify him. We can thank him. We can be grateful. But usually we're not. But at least that's where we have to recognize that we're going. And so in the midst of the struggles and difficulties of life, realize that's what God's doing. And if things happen, as I keep telling you they're going to, the world and the church are about to be purified, and it is not going to be fun. Great, profound blessing indeed. It's not going to be enjoyable. But when it is done, we will be able to thank the Lord because we will see what he has done, purifying the church and making it truly who she is to be, and purifying us and making us who we have truly been made to be. Human persons made in the image and likeness of God, made to reflect the very image of God, not to cover it up, not to be embarrassed by it, not to shun it, to embrace it, to rejoice in it, and to let the radiance of God shine through us. That's what we're supposed to be doing. That's what Simeon and Anna did. Certainly our Blessed Lady was that way from the first moment of her existence. And Saint Joseph became that way too. So that meant four people out of all those people in Jerusalem that recognized who he was. He wants us to recognize him. And not only does he want us to recognize him, he wants us to be recognized for who we are, who he made us to be, the saints that he's calling us to be. So let's at least try to resolve, to cooperate, to understand what he's trying to do as he purifies us, to do our best to cooperate. There's still going to be whining and moaning. Yeah, we're human. But hopefully, there will even be some gratitude, some rejoicing, some praising of the Lord. Then we can finally say, with the glorious Simeon, now, Lord, you can dismiss your servant in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. We will be prepared for the face-to-face vision of Almighty God.